party.
Let's go.
KZIA FM and HD1. Cedar Rapids, Iowa City.
Iowa City.
My friends are famous.
My friends are famous, yeah.
My friends are famous.
Spending the afternoon with your new BFFs. It's Those Girls in the Afternoon with Destiny and Taylor.
My friends are famous.
On Z102.9.
I will be the first person to admit that I am a ginormous baby.
Second here.
I have started going to the gym, as a lot of other people probably are at this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And half of the battle is not only knowing that I like don't want to work out, but I don't really want to like be around other people at the gym. It scares me.
Yeah, no, same. Like when I'm there, like if I'm picking a treadmill, I will pick the one that's furthest away from anybody else.
Right. So like even the thought of that leading up to even getting a membership, I was like, I wish that I was rich so that I could have a private gym, because that's how I would prefer it, was knowing that it was empty. But I have taken a baby step, and I have made it to the gym several times. Luckily, not super busy times, but I have literally walked in, put my stuff in a locker, found a treadmill, and then left. Those are the only access points I've had.
That's me.
There are machines everywhere. There's turf at the top where there's other machines and kettleballs or kettlebells or whatever they're called. Clearly, I haven't been up there. But when I've been on the treadmill, I'm like, man, I really should like do something else. But I'm scared to venture out of my routine because I don't know
about that.
Where anything else is or how to use anything. So today I finally took a baby step and I went up on the turf.
Wow.
And I did some sit-ups and crunches and things. So that is now what my third place in the gym that I have gone.
Dude, you're doing more than me.
It caused a lot of anxiety.
No, yeah.
I kept looking up there to see how many people were up there and if it was going to work out, because if there's too many people, I wasn't going to go up there.
No, I have been going to the gym every single day since November, and the only like equipment or whatever that I go to is the treadmill,
because
I have so much anxiety going anywhere else. Like there are other equipment or machines that I would love to try. I stare at them every single day and I'm like, today's the day.
Mm-hmm.
Today's the day. I'm gonna give it a shot. Like, I really want to do the stair climber.
Ooh,
God, I want to do it so badly. But I have so much anxiety trying to try that out. One, this is my brain. I'm like, do I even know how to turn this on?
Okay.
That's the first one.
I had that moment with the treadmill the first time I showed up. I was like, do I take the red thing off of the treadmill? Do I press the big green button?
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah. I've seen people like get on machines and I'm like, oh, they don't even know how to turn it on. That's embarrassing. I don't want to be that person that everyone else is like, she don't even know how to turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So that's one reason why I don't try new things. I don't know how to turn it on. Number two, what if I fall?
Oh,
I think about that often.
Okay.
Or what if I injure myself? Or what if I don't even know how to use it?
Right.
Like I'm trying to think of other machines. Like, is it not actually it looks like an arm thing. Maybe it's actually a leg thing.
See, that's where I think it's the people on TikTok that have ruined it for me, because there's some really judgy people that like film others and they're like, look at this loser using.
I don't want to be on TikTok later.
Right. But at the same time, I'm like, it's a pulley thing. Am I supposed to hook my leg up into that or my arms?
I don't think do you ever hook a leg up into anything?
I don't use any of it, actually.
Those Girls in the Afternoon on Z102.9.
Pardon me if I look super swole right now.
Oh my God, Jim bro.
Yeah, I think I'm a hashtag gym rat. No, I'm just kidding.
What is this, like day two?
No, day four out of the last 5 days.
Hey!
I'm pretty proud of myself.
I am proud of you too.
I don't love it. I'm not going to
single.
Be like, I love going to the gym. No, I am tolerating it. I am really just doing it so I don't feel as old as I do. But yeah, I joined a gym before the new year, because this is not a new year's resolution.
You just wanted to do it. You've actually been talking about this for a while to me. And I've been trying to encourage you as long as I could.
Yes. I wanted to get through the holidays because I was spending a lot of money on gifts. And then the gym closest to where I live had like a zero down deal. And I was like, okay, this is my sign. I'm going to do it. I'm not holding myself to any sort of resolution with it. I just think it would be good for me to go every once in a while. So my boyfriend graduated, so he lost his like student gym membership. So he was also looking to join, and he's like, oh, I'll do the same thing. It'll be great. It's so close to where we live. It's super convenient. This will be awesome. And then we had a little bit of like a tussle because he wanted to go to the gym together. And call me crazy, I didn't want to do that.
You're not crazy.
To be for real, I have not worked out since I was in college, really. Like, I haven't done anything to stay active. So I know I'm very out of shape. Mm-hmm. Like, if you put mm-hmm. me in front of a monster and I start running, I'm not going to last very long. Mm-hmm. I'm out of shape. So I was like, hey, yeah, I don't really want to go with you. Nothing against you, but I don't want you to be looking at me.
And be like, ew, I'm dating that.
You will dump me on site and leave me at the gym by myself because it's bad. But we literally went back and forth for an entire, I think it was Saturday, the first time that we went. It was an all-day battle of him being like, let's just go. I'm not going to watch you. I'm going to do different stuff. But I think it would be really good for us to go together. And I was like seriously about to cry. The thought about it. Because I was embarrassed. I already was embarrassed even thinking about it. And it honestly makes me sweat thinking about it. So I was telling you about this because I'm like, am I weird? Like,
no.
Is this normal? I still don't even really like going with him because I don't want him to see me huffing and puffing on level 3 treadmill, 2 incline.
Okay. Level 2 incline.
Yeah. That's kind of what I'm doing.
You're not weird because I have been asked before by a guy to go to the gym and honestly just recently was asked to go to the gym with me and I'm like, ugh.
No.
Okay, and I'm like, for me, I'm huffing and puffing, okay?
Yes.
On the treadmill. And
sweating.
And like you, like I haven't really been that active since when I was in college in cheerleading. I have went through ACL reconstruction surgery. I got a bad back. I am not going to be sexy. You're going to think I look like a Victoria's Secret model on that treadmill.
You're wrong.
I look like a potato.
You are wrong. And I don't care how long I go. I'm still never going
to
be cute.
So I told this guy, I was like, okay, why would you want to go to the gym? I'm not going to be hot. Like, I'm not going to be sexy when I go to the gym with you.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, well, it's just kind of like, it's kind of hot. Like, you know.
Oh. What?
Like, okay. He said like, it's motivating to like see the person you're with going really hard and you're going really hard and it's kind of hot. I get that. But nothing about me sweating and huffing and puffing has got to turn you on and it's got to make you work harder. I'm telling you right now, I am not the girl to look at in the gym. There are hotter girls in the gym. I am not that girl.
Yeah.
There are girls that are squatting. They look good. That's not me. That's not me.
It's not even me at the gym. I look so unlike myself. If you saw a lookalike of me this morning, it was actually me.
I'm normally what? I'm going to say I'm like a 6, right? And at the gym, I'm a -5.
Oh, it's bad. And I refuse to put myself and my significant other through that.
I am saving your eyesight.
Yeah, just believe me. Just believe me. You don't have to see it.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Ladies and gentlemen, I welcome you to Rate Your Date. A brand new.
And the crowd goes wild.
As they should. This is a brand new segment that we're kicking off this month because if you didn't know, the first 2 weeks of January are the most popular and most used time for dating apps.
Good. I'm gonna be on it a lot the next couple of weeks.
You and hopefully everybody else. And, you know, we've got our, like, New Year, New Me attitudes, so maybe people are getting back out there and really taking their dating lives seriously. So we want to hear about the best of the best and the worst of the worst with Rate Your Date. So to make everybody feel nice and comfy, Destiny.
I'm going to go first.
Why don't you tell us about one of your recent dates you've been on?
Okay. Well, recently I went on a date with this guy. His name is Connor.
Could be real, could be an alias. You'll never know. We will not reveal.
And, well, you know me, even though the New Year's resolution you want for me is to be early to things, I am late. I was late to this date.
Okay.
I think I was like 20 to 22 minutes late.
Specific.
If he asks, it was due to traffic. That's what I said.
Oh, you lied. Starting off the relationship with a lie.
That's what I said. There was an accident on 380. There wasn't. There was an accident with my hair.
Oh, got it. Yeah.
So, yeah, I was late to the date, but he came up with it all. We met on Bumble. He came up with all the planning and everything, which I love. You know I love that. You I don't do. Want to come up with any of the planning. And we started out the date at a Mexican restaurant.
Love.
Ordered some drinks, ordered some food. We just had a lot of good time just, like, laughing. And, like, we ended up having, like, some inside jokes towards the end of the date, like, already, which was pretty
okay.
cool. So I like that. After that, he decided that we would go see a scary movie.
Ooh.
And you know how I feel about that.
You feel similar than I do.
And I tried to talk him out of it because, you know, I'm a weenie and I don't like scary movies. And I kept trying to say, like, could we, I don't know, go see something else, something a little bit more kid friendly. I know I'm 28. But I still have a heart of a child.
Oh, same. Especially on a first date, you're already nervous. And then having yeah. to, like, keep it cool and not, like, scream bloody Dude. Murder in the theater.
Okay, I am not the right person to go to a scary movie with because I scream all the swear words you've ever heard. Okay?
Right.
I am not the person to take me with. But he really wanted to go see a scary movie, so we went to the scary movie. And, of course, I think he wanted to do this because he did the typical put his arm around me. Because he knows I'm scared. Which was, I get it, it's okay. romantic, but, like, you could still do that to a kid's movie.
Yeah, that's true. You could have done that during Willy Wonka.
And then after that, like, we still had a really great time, so we hung out in his car and just kind of, like, talked for a couple of hours, and that was pretty much the rest of the date.
Wow.
So, overall, I mean, it was a great time. Do you want me to, like...
Yeah, I mean, okay, to recap, it was Bumble... To Mexican restaurant.
Yes.
Tequila flowing, chips and salsa mm-hmm. munching. To scary movie.
Mm-hmm.
To car chat.
To car chat.
Okay, so I feel like this is like a Yelp review situation.
Okay.
So I think you should give it a rating. 1 to 5 stars. It's time for you to rate your day.
5 being great, right?
5 is great.
Okay, all right. I'm going to rank it... 2. Now the reason.
Whoa, that like totally tanked. I feel like you had nothing but good things to say.
I'm ranking it 2 because I really tried talking him out of the scary movie and he did not listen to me.
I feel like you may be omitting some details.
What do you mean?
Where did the 2 come from?
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor
on C102.9.
My new favorite dating show that's not a dating show, that is a radio segment. It's called Rate Your Day.
Wow.
Ooh, So if you didn't know, the first 2 weeks of January are the most popular times for people to get back out there on the market. And we want to hear how it is from you. So Destiny shared one of her latest escapades.
Mm-hmm.
And you rated your date.
2 out of 5 stars.
Yikes. I guess, I don't know. That's less than 50%. Could be worse. Lauren, tell us about your latest date.
Okay. So I met this guy online and we went out to dinner at Perkins. And I asked if we could split the bill, and then I went to the bathroom. And when I came back, he paid for the whole thing. And then after that, we went ice skating, and he sprained his ankle.
Oh, no.
And his sister had to come pick him up and take him to the emergency room.
Did you go with him?
I did not.
Oh.
Didn't know him very well. I did call him later and check on him and make sure he was okay, and he was.
Are you planning on going on another date, or is that it?
I think that's got to be it for me. I feel bad for the kid. If you know you're not good at ice skating, why'd you ask me to go ice skating?
Yeah, that's really true. Okay, so now you got to give it a 1 to 5 star rating.
I give it a 2 out of 5.
Man!
The food was really good, and it was free.
That's true.
I would have paid for it, but it was free.
Here we go!
Those girls in the afternoon.
Z102.9.
So the CEO of the dating app Hinge says there is a huge burnout when it comes to dating apps. And one of the reasons he says is because there's so many people on the app And everyone starts to look the same and the conversations are dying. I don't want to agree that everyone starts to look the same, but I will say the conversations are dying. So I do agree with that. He said at the other end of the spectrum, there's a lot of users getting very, very little activity, and the burnout for them is that they're trying to get a match. They're trying really, really, really hard. They're sending a ton of likes, and then they're not really getting anything in return. Forgot to turn your microphone.
Like, she doesn't want me to voice my opinion. That makes sense. I feel like, yeah, you're probably at one spectrum or the other, yeah. Which is like, I'm swiping so much that it's like the opportunities are endless, and mm-hmm. Now everybody looks the same to me, or I'm on here and I'm getting no interaction at all.
Right. I've noticed other things that are kind of like more of a burnout for me when it comes to dating apps that are less of what the CEO of Hinge is saying. For me, it's like, you know, they say they're really serious and they're like, you know, because that's one of the first questions they'll end up asking you is like, what are you looking for on here?
Of course.
Do you want a serious relationship, or what exactly are you looking for? And then they say they're serious and then they're like, get your number, or they get your snap, and then they start a conversation and it's just like, we're conversation buddies. And we're nothing more than that.
Ooh, yeah.
And they never put the effort into asking you out on a date. That's a little bit of a burnout. It's like, so we're just conversation buddies? That's it?
Right. There's like no initiative to make it real life.
No, 100%. Or, you know, want to get off the app and then they barely little conversation out afterwards. So it's like, can go one of two ways, and you're like, okay, what was the point? Like, you're barely keeping the conversation going. The other thing I'm getting burned out is, and I've already talked about this last week, the Snapchat thing. Stop asking me for my Snapchat. We are too old for that.
Yeah.
I can send you a selfie with no text. This is stupid.
Well, right. And I feel like you could say that about all social media. Because if I remember, like, why was I burned out in college for dating? And I was not on the dating apps. It was like the games, like that, like, oh, let's add me on Snapchat. And then it's the weird selfies back and forth. Or like, oh, I'm going to randomly like your Instagram picture so that you think that I'm thinking about you. Or I'm going to follow you and we're good. And then I'm going to unfollow you and we're not good.
Yeah. So then we do that. Or, you know, you get off of the dating apps and they ask you for your Snapchat. And you're like, oh, okay, so we're going to have a conversation there. And you do for like maybe a day. And then, without saying too much, they start asking you for things that you don't want to do Snapchat-wise. You know what I mean?
Because
the photos will get deleted, if you know what I mean. And not everybody wants to do that. So that's where I'm getting kind of burnt out, because it just feels like no one's really like, you say you're serious, but you're not really being serious.
Right. So how do you get out of a funk?
Good
question.
What
is this, Hinge? Did you say? Dating app, funk.
That's what the dating app CEO of Hinge says. It's the same thing on Bumble. Although I noticed I have more success on Bumble than I do Hinge.
Oh, see, I was going to say, just bite the bullet and download Tinder.
No,
do
you want Tinder so bad.
I do. It's so entertaining.
Those girls in the afternoon on Z102.9.
Destiny probably has the strongest hands in all of Cedar Rapids from all the swiping she be doing.
More like my thumb is pretty strong.
Well, yeah, you've
doing a thumb wrestle with me and you will lose.
See how it really is. No, you've been on the dating apps for a couple months now, seeing what's out there. And you were just talking about how even the CEO of Hinge knows that dating app fatigue is a real thing.
100%, yeah.
Burnout, because it's either too much of the same thing or not enough activity. And you agreed with that and even more other reasons why you felt burnout. So there's a lot of people who agree with you, single people, that are ready to delete the apps, the Tinder, the Hinge, the Bumble, and instead they are using Google Documents.
Okay, I use Google Documents for work, but like, go on. How would I use it to meet somebody?
So, basically, think like your dating profile. There's a lot of things that you're required to fill in, like a structure. That's the word, a structure that you have to like really follow. There's not a whole lot of freedom. But, you know, imagine a Google Doc back in the day when you were in high school or college, when you would make a document, you had some freedom of being creative and changing your font and adding pictures and stuff. So imagine if you could make a Google Doc of you. Add your own pictures. Mm. Type as much as you want or as little as you want. You don't have to answer certain questions. And then there's a website where all of these are ending up on. And I'm going to tell you about it right now because I have been sitting over here for the last like 5, 10 minutes.
Are you trying to find me options?
I was trying, and I'll tell you why I stopped. But first...
there's not great options.
No. Okay, so you can create your Google Doc, like I said, however you would like to.
Okay.
And then you upload it to the Date Me directory.
Oh, Lord.
So this is where all the single people are putting out their documents. And it literally is dateme.directory. And on there, you put your name. There's a lot of people that only use their first name. You put your age, your gender, what you're interested in as far as male, female, the style of dating, if you're into...
like hookups?
No, more so if you want to date one person or if you are open to dating multiple people. your location, your flexibility when it comes to location. So if you're willing to travel for somebody.
Okay.
Community, I think this started out as like... people within the tech world, so you could put that on there if you wanted to. And then your contact info. Some people put their Instagram.
People have their phone numbers on here.
Some people have phone numbers. Some people have emails. Some people have their social media.
And then their WhatsApp app.
And their WhatsApps.
Oh, is that what it's called?
Yep.
That's what's cool.
Close enough. And then it shows last updated, so you can see how long they've been on the website.
I can see so much.
Yeah, so...
hold up. I'm looking up.
Before you start clicking around too much, everybody's name is blue, and when you click on that, it's supposed to take you to their document where...
uh-oh.
You can make your document whatever you want. And so far, it skews 70% male, 30% female, so there's way more guys on the Date Me directory right now.
Good thing.
So I, like, once I saw this, I was like, I gotta do some searching, because I'm so curious at what these documents look like. And some people, it looks like an official school report. Like, there's nice photos, it's formatted, there's paragraphs about what they're looking for. And who they are as a romantic partner. And then I gotta say, there's some people that are doing the, like, everybody else kind of dirty. I'm not gonna lie.
Really?
I clicked on a couple and they linked, instead of to their Google document, they linked straight to their Instagram, which is like, eh, that doesn't feel that like you're that committed. And then one evil human linked theirs to their LinkedIn, which means I'm logged in on this computer to my LinkedIn.
So you just clicked on their LinkedIn and now they know.
This stranger is going to get a notification that me, Taylor from Cedar Rapids, Iowa, that works at Z102.9, was looking at his LinkedIn profile. And I don't, like, how am I supposed to deal with this? That's why I said be careful clicking around over there.
Well, I'm more concerned because I looked up Cedar Rapids and I don't see a single person. Did you look that up?
No, I didn't get that far because honestly...
Maybe I'm looking up the wrong thing, but I looked up Cedar Rapids and there is nobody.
After I clicked on the LinkedIn, I was kind of scared to click on anything else. But I think this is a starting point.
This is a starting point.
It's a big dating pool. It's definitely international because right here in front of my face, I see Australia, Europe.
I know. I could travel.
Georgia, New York. I don't know. I think it's kind
of
cool.
A lot of Berlin.
It's
wow.
A different way than swiping to get your name out there as a singleton.
This is interesting. Okay.
Are you going to use it? Are you going to make a Google Doc?
I am not going to be the only person from Cedar Rapids.
You've got to be the first.
It's those girls in the afternoon with Destiny and Taylor. Z102.9.
So I know a wedding is not on your mind.
Only you're laughing.
Oh, whatever, you're laughing, do it. But
no, I mean, I wish, but no.
I do want to get your opinion on something that is pretty trendy on TikTok right now. Instead of honeymoons, people are going on buddy moons.
What are buddy moons?
Well, let me tell you. Obviously, honeymoons, people go off, they jet off into the sunset and probably park it on a beach, and you have however long to be romantic with your partner after...
ooh la la.
Okay. After the stress of planning your wedding. Anyways.
Sorry, I'm the romantic one here.
Yeah. But now, buddy moons have been... people have been hashtagging it on TikTok, and it's what it sounds like. Buddy, you're bringing your friends and your family to celebrate your marriage with you and your new spouse. So the people that are all about this and have done this are saying You have the rest of your life to be just the two of you a married couple.
110%.
So why not max out on the rare time that you have all of your loved ones around you, because you never know how long they're going to be around. And other people say you're going to spend the rest of your life together at home anyways. So why not give this as a thank you to your loved ones for supporting you and being there for you? So some experts gave some recommendations on how to have a successful buddy moon, and that is planning experiences and activities that no one has done before, like pasta making, cooking classes.
Oh, that'd be so cool.
Wine tasting. Yeah. And then most importantly, they say make sure you have a conversation about expenses before everybody goes off. So is it going to be on your dime? Is it going to be your parents paying for everything? Is everybody on their own? Mm-hmm. Like, come if you want to pay. So that's kind of the gist of the buddy moons that are going around on TikTok. Are you down for this or not?
No, 110%. So when I was planning a wedding, well, I planned a little bit of it. I've always said I want it, and still to this day, will want to do like a destination wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And when I was kind of like looking at things, I said I wanted to do it in like Hawaii or something. And I remember specifically my stepmom said something to me, and she's like, if you do it in Hawaii, like, are you also going to want the honeymoon there as well?
Oh, yeah.
And I said, well, of course, because it's a gorgeous place. Like, why wouldn't I want to do the wedding and the honeymoon there?
Right.
Save some money as well. Like, why would I want to hop on another plane and go somewhere else? And she's like, well, what are you going to do when the, like, we're going to be there? Like, are you going to go to another island? And I was like, dude, I don't care if y'all are there. Like, let's hang out. So I'm down for it. As long as you don't hear us Netflix and chilling.
Oh,
you know what I mean? As long as you don't mind that, then I think we're fine.
So you're saying no joint rooms?
Well, no, I think maybe get a different hotel or make sure you're on a different floor. That's all I say. But I think I'm down for it. 110%. I agree with it. I think it'd be cool bonding experience for you and your family. Plus, once you do it once, I think it will give you an excuse to do it again in the next couple of years, because you're going to say something at like a family.
I thought you were saying in your next marriage. I was like, wow, that's like really thinking on the bright side.
No, you'll be at like, you know, like family Christmas, and you'd be like, oh, remember Destiny's wedding where we were all in Hawaii? Like, we should do that again.
Oh.
And so you're going to want to like do it again, or you're going to want to go somewhere else. So this gives you an excuse to like do it again.
Interesting points.
So I'm 110% down for it. Plus, if, for me, again, when I do a destination wedding, people are already spending a ton of money to come wherever I'm going to do
right.
this.
Right, you might as well stay.
And you might as well stay and get your money's worth.
Okay, so can you hurry up and like get planning this so that I can be part of the buddy
can
moon?
Can you tell the men on Bumble and Hinge to be a little bit more serious?
Men?
Destiny and Taylor.
Oh, yeah!
Those girls in the afternoon on C102.9.
So I have a huge announcement to make.
What?
You have no idea. A huge announcement to make, which is I have not cried this year yet.
Oh, my God. Did you see this on TikTok?
I did. And I related so much. I was like, yep, I haven't cried yet either, but just wait.
I don't know.
Give it another day.
I don't know if we saw the same video, but I saw a girl with what looked like her boyfriend being like, oh my God, babe, I haven't cried this year. And he was like, I love that, but it's only been 3 days.
Yep, it's only been 4 days and I haven't cried yet, but we'll see. I'm sure I will in the next like day or two.
Yeah, when are we going to break the seal?
Well, I feel one coming on.
Oh.
Can you ever feel them?
I don't feel anything most of the time.
Okay, well, we are complete opposite people. I feel very, like, I don't know, overwhelmed, and so I feel one coming.
Okay, should we, like, force it out just so you get it done, or what do you want me to do? Do I need to be extra sensitive? What are you telling me? Do you want to cry?
You know what? I love crying.
Oh, okay.
You're like... You are judging me so much right now.
Cannot relate.
You do not.
No.
You do not like this at all. No, okay. Just, I don't know, maybe hit me with a diss. I don't know, or something.
Oh, right now? This is
no,
a lot of pressure.
No, don't actually.
Okay, I'd rather not.
And then make sure you have some tissues ready, because once I go, I cannot return.
I give it until literally Saturday.
I was going to say, I think by Sunday I will be crying.
Yeah. If you don't, then gold star. A+.
I'm honestly shocked I haven't cried yet.
Well, the day's not over, so we shouldn't get too far ahead of ourselves.
Those girls in the afternoon.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Destiny and Taylor
on C102.9.